It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Aaron in Westchester. We got to follow up on this one. This is for Dear Melissa and Austin. Where do you cross the line when you are flirting with your friend's husband?
Oh, okay.
And Aaron, what's going on? Is somebody crossing that line for you?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I feel like it. So I recently got married about 3 months ago, but my wife has a best friend and, you know, she's really friendly and everything. But after we've gotten married, she keeps making comments to me on the side saying you married the wrong one, always kind of saying it jokingly, or, at first it seemed kind of like harmless joking. But now she's texting me at night and calling me for random things. And I just feel really weirded out, but it's definitely making me kind of uncomfortable. So I don't know if I should tell my wife or handle it myself.
It's certainly weird. When she texts you though, what in the world is she texting you about?
It's weird stuff. She asked me some question about something at our house. She needed to fix something at our house. And I was why are you asking me? It's really weird stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And do you text back?
Yeah, no, I texted her back, but in the morning. Yeah. And I just was kind of I'm not sure. Maybe ask your landlord. It sounds like something you need to get fixed. It was just kind of brush it off type of thing.
Right.
The joking around stuff to me is another sign, right? That you are really actually interested.
Yeah.
When is it just joking? And it doesn't mean anything.
I think that's there are boundaries being crossed here.
Austin, you're right. There are boundaries being crossed in many different ways. The boundaries being crossed with him, the boundaries being crossed with her friendship.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I didn't even bring up that aspect of it. I think you need to kind of scale back in just your communication with her. And if she's, if you're in person with her and she says one of those comments, just kind of get out, bail of the conversation as quick as you can. And if it continues to persist, I would bring it up to your wife and I would say, tell her just how uncomfortable it makes you feel. She may, shrug it off at first, oh, that's just her, kind of you were saying. But I think if you just convey to her how uncomfortable it makes you feel, then, maybe she can you guys together can work it out to put boundaries in place. Because, it's very rare that my wife and I text each other's friends without the other one being on the text thread. We'll just do a three.
Totally.
There's no harm in that.
Without having any more details other than that, that's not a good friend.
Yeah.
She's definitely crossing boundaries. And I think that's a relationship that your wife needs to rethink, because I think the woman is also very disrespectful to that friendship. I don't know. But you know me. You know how I am. I dig my heels in on things. But I tend to be more, I don't want to say unforgiving, but untrusting about things.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Well, listen, we want to thank you for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We hope this helped.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it did. Just to get it off my chest, if anything.
Sure.
I feel like I'm going crazy.
Yeah,
No, I'm definitely not going crazy.
I get it.
Yeah, no. We get it. And if you need any relationship advice, you can always email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
We had Aaron in Westchester call us for Dear Melissa and Austin. And it got us talking. Is it wrong for your friend to text your husband without telling you? A lot of couples will, if they're going to text with another friend, they'll make it a group chat. If you've got one friend that likes to text the group, a lot of times they'll include the wife on there just out of respect or whatever.
Sure.
If one of Meredith's friends wants to text me, sometimes they'll throw Meredith on the text thread out of respect.
I could see on occasion something I picked up your mail or something. I don't know, but you know what I mean? But generally speaking, you're just going to send a funny text or a joke or without, if you were married and your girlfriend was texting your husband just random things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that crossing the line? 312-946-4995. Where do you come out on if you're a friend of the couple is texting your significant other without telling you? 312-946-4995. Let's get into it, because this Call from Aaron in Westchester for Dear Melissa and Austin's Got Us Thinking.
No.
312-946-4995. Ellen and Mattson.
What do you think about if your friend was sending a text to your husband and you didn't know about it?
Why? Why are you sending the text to my man, my husband? What you need from my husband that you don't need to go through me for? Girl, please, no.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to ask him, why is she texting you? Because it's on him. Why is she texting?
Wait.
How did she even get your number?
Wait, why is it his fault?
Because he shouldn't be letting her text her.
Oh, he should be shutting it down.
If my friend texts my husband, he like, you need to go through my wife. That's what he better tell her. Listen, when I'm with my friends and say I got something in the car or whatever, you know what I do? I look to her and I go, hey, is it okay if your husband get my bag out my car because it's kind of heavy? I don't go straight to him. Hey, can you get... What I'm asking her man to do something for me for?
I love
you. And you better not ask mine. Do not ask my man to do nothing for you. Come through me. I'll let him know if it's okay.
I get you, Ellen.
You're a woman, but he works for me. He don't work for you.
Ellen, has this happened to you?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay, good.
My friends already know.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm glad it hasn't.
My friends,
oh, my gosh.
No. Mm-hmm. My friends, no. They listen. No, baby. Even my girlfriend gave her a 10th anniversary, and her husband came up. He like, come on, Ellen, let's dance. I said, your wife know you won't dance with me?
Yeah.
No. I looked at her. She said, girl, get a dance. It's a dance. But it's out of respect. You know
yeah,
what I'm
right.
Okay.
It's all about right. respect. You ain't got... Why are you texting my man? What you need?
Ellen.
I love you.
As always.
I love you so much. You have Please. No idea.
We appreciate this call so much.
Look,
thank you.
Love y'all too. Yeah. Thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Melissa, put your phone down. Stop texting Ellen's man.
I'm definitely not.
No,
I would
yeah,
never
don't
cross
you even think
Ellen
about it.
Whatsoever. She's one of my favorite human beings.
Jill and Carrie.
What do you think? Would it be wrong for your friend to be texting your husband and you didn't know about it?
I think it depends.
On what?
I think it depends on the context of the text messages. So I have like two really good friends who I like text their husbands separately about like goofy stuff, but then we also have like a big group text, like all of us. So I think it really depends. But like this guy, it kind of seems like she's crossing the line because she's also saying inappropriate things not over text.
Right, right.
I mean, like, I'm not going to throw my husband on a text message necessarily if I'm texting my girlfriend's husband something that's like goofy.
Sure.
But it's innocent, if
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the way me and my wife have approached it. You know, like, if it's anything serious, like, yeah, definitely include the other one on there. But, like, you know, like, we've got a ton of close friends from college that, like, if they text me, you know, out of the blue, like, they're happily married, I'm happily married. Like, we know, like, it means nothing more
right.
than that. So I do think you
exactly.
make a good point with Jill. Listen,
right.
we want to thank you for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, you. I listen to you guys every day on my way to work. So.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.